everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of June 17th through 23rd, 2013. Please note that there will be no newscast next week when I'll be out of town. But this week saw the publication of the decisions of the ISU Council made at their Vienna meeting early in the month, most notably the tech minimums. They've decided to go relatively easy on tech minimum qualifications for the Olympics, with skaters only required to meet the same minimums as required for Europeans in four continents, which are identical to last year's, 25 and 45 for the men, 20 and 36 for the ladies in pairs, 18 and 28 for the ice dance. Similarly for junior worlds, the minimums for singles and pairs remain unchanged, 20 in the short for everyone, and 40 for the men, 35 for the ladies, and 30 for the pairs in the free. However, the ice dance minimums have been raised a point each to the 18 and 28 of Europeans four continents Olympic. Also, there is a new rule that any minimum used for junior worlds must be earned at a junior international. For worlds, the ladies in pairs retain what were the final minimums from last year, 26 and 46 for the former, and 24 and 41 for the latter, but for the men, they've put things between the initial and final minimums at 34 and 63. For the ice dance, meanwhile, they finally lowered the minimums, a point each down to 28 and 38. There have been no tech minimums specified for the Grand Prix, perhaps meaning they didn't mean what they said about them there after all. The council also decided to keep Cyprus, Grenada, and Morocco as provisional members, as none of them have met the standards required to lose the provisional status. With this established, two countries have gone ahead and published their plans for the Olympic selection process, and Japan has developed a complicated but ultimately flexible one, at least for their singles. The winner of Japanese nationals in both ladies and men are the only skaters guaranteed spots. For the second spot, the federation will choose between the national silver and bronze medalist and the highest finisher at the Grand Prix finale, provided they make the podium. Anyone not chosen for that spot will be under consideration for the third spot, but so will the highest three skaters from the world standings at the end of Japanese nationals and the three skaters with the highest ISU season's best scores, except as well as having to be old enough and have the tech minimums to be considered for the Olympics, all skaters must compete at nationals. For the team competition, each program will be skated by whichever Olympic team member has earned the highest score for it before Japanese nationals. Should any couple's berth be qualified for Japan at Nebelhorn, Japan may fill them with the national champions, the team highest in the world standings, or the team with the highest season's best, though obviously in all likelihood for both pairs and ice dance that'll be the same team in all three instances anyway. They don't mention the selection of any Japanese couples as additional athletes in the team competition should that situation happen, but one guessed the same process applies. The emphasis on international competitions might not be good news for Miki Ando, with the Japanese Federation addressing her situation as well this week. Right now, she is not eligible for international selection, and she will not be until September, when ironically, the same week as Nebelhorn, she will have to compete in the Chuba Regionals, and she'll probably have to do West Sectionals as well. And then the Federation will send someone to that competition to judge whether she should be certified for international assignments. While they were at it, Japan has also released much of the roster for the Japan Open in October, including the full North American team, where Jeffrey Buttle and Giovanni Rochette will be joined by Kevin Reynolds, and Ashley Wagner will represent the U.S. The Japanese team will consist of Mao Asada, Daisuke Takahashi, Takiko Kazuka, and one still undetermined lady. While Team Europe has only named the men participating, Javier Fernandez and Michael Brezina. Shizuka Arakawa, though apparently not on Team Japan, is named as participating in the gala. As well as the ticket to Saitama, Brezina got the biggest ticket of all punch this week, as did Tomas Werner, with the Czech Federation, along with our other criteria, declaring that despite the latter's downward spiral, as they earn the spots for the Olympics, they'll be the ones using them. They also intend to send a lady and an ice dance team to Nebelhorn, which ones will be decided at a test gate August 24th, where they will be held to reach certain standards in regards to jump and levels if multiple candidates meet the needed standards. The selectee will be whoever has the highest overall tech scores. Anyone who earns a spot at Nebelhorn and is eligible to use it will do so. If someone does who isn't eligible, the spot goes to whoever is who finishes highest at nationals. But one skater who will not be at Sochi, sadly, is Adrian Schulfeis, who announced this week his back is not recovered and the risk of further injury is simply too much. This fall, he will have to decide whether to at least try for the 2015 home Europeans or whether to retire completely. He's already coaching in Miami and has taken a liking to doing it. Newly injured is Paul Poirier. There was gossip already about his needing surgery on his ankle, and now in an interview done in support of mental health biking fundraiser Ride Don't Hide, he has said his leg is broken and he's been off the ice for a month. Nonetheless, he expects with Piper Gillis to be ready to last as Canadian number threes and thus make it to Sochi, which he intends to approach differently from Vancouver, not making qualifying the sole focus of his entire life because when he and Vanessa Crone did that, they were badly burnt out by the games themselves. Also ready to push through is Marina Anasina, who elaborated further on her alleged plans to come back. She now claims she's been thinking about it since last summer, and Didier Galago actually wanted them to reinstate for Torino and then for Vancouver, and she's been on the phone with him about it for some time. She assures us that Gwendol Pazuran knows all about this, but he's actually on vacation right now and still isn't commenting, and she may even go for a different partner. Also, she needs some sponsorship, so she's looking for that too. She plans to travel to France next week to make all the decisions. In a Russian language interview, she said she wouldn't be coming back if the Olympics weren't in Russia. Their main goal is to participate and perhaps be creative because she sees the new judging system as having stifled all the creativity And she doesn't care if everyone thinks she's crazy. Maybe not calling an end to it either is Mao Asada. Earlier she said this next season would be it, but now in a TV interview, she said she's not sure of that, and that she feels she might have more to give after it, and if she does, she'll stay. Still rumored, at least according to Dopey Axel's Facebook, is that Meryl Davis and Charlie White are skating their free dance next year to Scheherazade. This was being reported, by the way, just as Derek Huff arrived in Canton to work with them. Elsewhere on Facebook, Alexandra Paul and Mitchellism are declaring their music themselves. They are combining their finstep with foxtrot to a medley from the Gershwin musical Crazy for You, and their free is to the Golden Globe-nominated Abel Korniszewski score for the 2011 British film W.E. Also using a movie soundtrack is Yuzuru Hanyu, with David Wilson revealing this and that this program to passionate and romantic music will be debuted at Dreams on Ice next week. There were multiple club competitions this week, including the Chesapeake Open in Laurel, Maryland, where in the senior ladies, Maria Yang won the short with 50.31 and a triple flip triple loop, but came in second in the free to Brazilian skater Isadora Williams, who didn't do the short, but skating to a Memoirs of a Geisha long, approached 100 with her score of 99.22. Both junior segments were won by Breen McIsaac. In the senior ice dance, Daniel and Alexander Gamlin beat two other teams in the short with Music Let's Face the Music and Dance, and one in the free, scoring 41.31 in the former and 69.11 a personal best in the latter. There was more competition on the junior level there, where in the short dance, Lauren McNamara and Quinn Carpenter, skating to Yiddish, singing, edged out Rachel and Michael Parsons 51.49 to 49.30, but they came in third in the free dance, where the Parsons won with 72.66. For the senior men, meanwhile, there was only a short program competition, where Alex Zavradnicek with 57.95 beat Emmanuel Savory by some way. At the Boston Open, the internet feed malfunctioned, reducing viewers as Kiri Baga and Yasmin Siraj faced off in the senior ladies and split the segments. Siraj won the short with 54.32, but Baga, thanks to her technical score, dwarfed her in the free with 95.22. Baga and pairs partner Taylor Toth also skated their short and improved on their showing from Fort Wayne, if only because he turned out of the solos instead of falling, while Gretchen Downlin and Andrew Spiroff debuted their Nutcracker long with choreography that nods to its balletic roots, though also with numerous errors. The Grand Rapids Open in Michigan had a senior competition only for the ladies, and saw both segments run away with by late entry Hannah Miller, who singled her Axel in her Firebird short, but still scored 51.19, when second place Farah Sheik didn't quite break 40, then landed five triples in her long to Primavera by Ludovico and Einaudi, and got 109.61 when Sheik didn't quite break 80. Sheik was way above all the others, though, especially in the free. There was also a more competitive junior lady segment, where Maria Fu narrowly beat Olivia Kells in the short, only to be a bit more distanced by Kells in the free, and one junior man, Brian Johnson, who scored 42.47 in the short and 73.03 in the free. The Southern California Interclub Competition in Paramount, California is still going on as I record this Sunday evening, East Coast, but already in the senior men's short, Vincent Zhao has served notice by breaking 72 with his score. His fellow rising star Karen Chen is still skating on the junior level, did similar, scoring 61.34 with a short including a good triple lech triple toe. In Korea, All That Skate made their one weekend this year count, with the cast of the Korean production of Les Miserables showing up to sing in the show. Not the only guests of the week either. TV host persona Ryan Seacrest also flew to Korea so Yuna Kim could give him a skating lesson before the show. You know, the free program wasn't the only one to do a solo program to Les Mis. So did Vladimir Bezidin and Alexei Polstichuk skating to Master of the House. Yuna's other program was to the Avril Lavigne version of Imagine, and other new programs included Kurt Browning's To Who's Got the Pain from the musical Damn Yankees, and Tatiana Volzozhar and Maxim Trankov's Skyfall. The Korean fans continued to be loud enthusiastic, with it being the turn of Ashley Wagner at the meet and greet to be shocked at experiencing it for the first time. Highlights from that included Browning playing the harmonica, Stéphane Lambiel doing squats and having a squat off with one of the fans, and the entire cast doing Gangnam Style. Of course they did. In the U.S., one smaller show, the second annual Skating with the Stars, went on last night in Vernon Hill, Illinois, combining an ice show with a chance for the audience to skate with the top skaters after, for the benefit of the Advocate Condell Cancer Care Program. Here, too, a new show program was debuted, Gracie Gold's to All That Jazz, as she headlined with Sister Carly skating to Glee's Maybe This Time, and Max Aaron doing his Black Betty program. Meanwhile, the cast has started to come out for this year's Opera on Ice, to be held September 28th in Verona. Usual suspects Carolina Costner, Stéphane Lambiel, Anna Capellini, Luca Linate, and Chizuka Arakawa are all showing, and Evgeny Plushenko wants to, too, though he's waiting for the green light from the Russian Olympic Committee. Also, Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford will also be there this year. And finally, the Ross Telecom Cup will not be able to be held on its usual ice this year, as the Mega Sports Arena needs repairs and won't be ready in time. The Russian Federation does not intend to move the event out of Moscow, however. They'll just book one of its other arenas. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. See y'all in 2 weeks.